The Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.
It's retro round, the Cats and the Kangaroos, and we're under lights, so it's not so retro. Can't remember the lights being here in the 1980s, but they're here now, and it's fantastic to be here under the lights. Big win for the VFL boys, got it done to the tune of 101 points, 137 to 36. And of course, we're before the bounce for the Ponds and Norlane Hotels and Team Tyre Power. Team Tyre Power, your one-stop shop for all tyres and wheels in Belmont, Drysdale, North Geelong and Torquay. Lucky for us, unlucky for this gentleman to be joining us in the box, thanks to Prestige Jaco. He's out with injury at the moment. He's been a star this year. His football has gone to another level after a massive off-season. He's been a revelation down back. We talk of the Irishman, Mark O'Connor. Mark, thanks for joining us in the K-Rock box. Can you give our listeners, firstly, just an update on the injury, where you're at? Because, of course, you missed last week against Fremantle. You were a late withdrawal, and there was some hope you'd play this week, but you haven't got up.
Yeah, it was just a bit painful during the week. I actually have turf toe, which is a... People start laughing when I say my toe is sore and I can't play, but it's actually pretty sore at the minute. But we're on the mend and we'll try and get up for next week, hopefully.
Okay, right foot, left foot?
Right foot.
So you're kicking foot?
Yeah.
So was it hurting to kick the footy?
It's more so running and putting a bit of pressure on the foot. So kicking wasn't actually an issue at all, but it was just trying to run and it was kind of sore just to put pressure on, so...
We're lucky enough to have you here on the same night that we have Hall of Fame inductee Tom Lonergan. Of course, Tom Lonergan was good enough to give you your nickname because he's hard of hearing. Domsey, can you please explain what Mark O'Connor's nickname is and why you gave it to him?
His name's Merrick. It suits him, doesn't it? Merrick come about, it was my first day back of pre-season, what, your first year, Merrick, which was, what, 2 years ago, maybe?
Three years ago.
End of 2016.
There you go, that's how well. Anyway, I missed the draft that year and the rookies, and I sort of knew one or two of the players. I think I was away overseas.
Had you got into Gary Ablett's senior areas? Yes. Yeah, not knowing his teammates' names.
I think we brought a few in that year, and you know, the first couple you sort of tend to know, and there's a bit of hype, and then and Merrick, he's just down the back end, and I sort of wasn't quite sure. Face to name, like usually the top end draftees, you know, oh yeah, that's his face, that's his name. So then I walked in day one of pre-season and got around to all the boys and going through the line and introducing myself, and then I got to Merrick and I said, "G'day mate, my name's Tom," and he goes, "Hey Tom, my name's Merrick." And I said, "How are you, Merrick?" And then I literally moved on to the next guy, and yeah. and then that was it. And then I think a few of the other boys heard me say Merrick, and then they ran with it. That was it, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't have the confidence to correct you on the day. So.
It stuck. Very funny. But so
you still cop it to this day?
Yeah, I actually think there's people at the club that still think my name is Merrick. So so yeah, it's properly stuck.
Yeah.
You just spoke about confidence, Mark, not Merrick. For me, watching you this year, you seem to have grown enormously this year in the back half, in that group. That's a pretty tight group. It might be split up tonight in the ruck, but confidence at this level, you seem now to really believe in your own game.
Yeah, I guess at the back end of last year, I got a few games together consecutively, which helped me massively going into the off-season and the pre-season. As you said, just in terms of confidence, and it gave me something to look forward to, I guess, for this season. And when you're going into pre-season, when you're in pre-season, you don't really know where you are until selection time. So when I did get my chance in round one, that gave me more confidence again. And yeah, just looking ahead from there.
I'll go with the tough one up front for you, and I don't expect you to comment on your teammates' form and lack of form, etc., but it will be a big change tonight with Smith and Stanley not out there, and we assume that Mark Blitzhards will go into the ruck, who's been outstanding in defence and maybe the general down there. I think your countryman Zach Tui might have said he's the most important player in the back half. How much will it upset the back half if he does go into the ruck?
Oh, well, we have confidence in all of our backs, and... obviously, Hendo back in is actually a positive thing for us because he's such a good teammate. But with Blitz, he's such a good teammate that he can do anything, and he'll help us back there anyway. And with his running ability, he can come back inside 50 and hopefully take a few intercepts as well. But in terms of upsetting the back line, of course, when you take someone like Blitz out of the back line, you would expect it to hurt. But we don't expect it to hurt too much.
For Prestige Jayco, of course, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. We're speaking with injured cat Mark O'Connor. Here's Pete Ryan on K-Rock Footy.
Mark, great to see another Irish player succeeding. Can you just take us a fair way back? Where do you come from and why are you out here playing AFL and what motivated you to get out here?
Yeah, well, I'm actually from a small country town in County Kerry. To be honest, the whole idea of AFL didn't really pop up until I was 18, and the opportunity came about because I was playing with some good teams in Gaelic football, and we won a few things and started to get recognised a bit. And Ty Kennelly, who was used to play at the Swans, obviously he had a recruiting role at the time, and he came to me with an offer of coming out to do the national combine, and I just saw it as a two-week trip to Australia, to be honest. I didn't really see myself staying, but when I did come out and I saw the lifestyle that I could possibly have, it kind of made me more motivated to actually want to come out here and to actually want to make it out here.
And why Geelong?
So I visited 5 clubs when I came out, and they were all, obviously, the facilities and all that were really impressive, and I had never really seen anything like it. But when I did come to Geelong, I reckon I was only down here for about an hour, but the impact that people had on me and the place had on me was profound.
Did they take you to an Irish pub or something, did they?
Nah, they didn't. That would have made the decision quicker, I reckon. But
similar temperature down here, Pete, I think.
True.
Being back home.
Yeah, that's right.
Were any of the clubs in warmer climes? The other 4?
Nah, they were all in Melbourne, actually.
Okay, yeah. I was going to say, because if Brisbane or Gold Coast would have said you've gone 23 all year round, yes, thank you very much.
Fortunately, it was. I did just stay in Victoria because there would have been a bit too much travel for me. But when I did come down, I knew the culture straight away. You kind of get a feel for the place as soon as you walk in. And the place was actually under construction at the time, and I walked in, and I think it was Reece Stanley who was doing his shoulder rehab in like a tiny little hallway, and I walked in, and there was 4 or 5 players in their off season that were trying to get their bodies right, and that really stuck with me as well. The place was just awesome. I really enjoyed it. So,
Marcus, it's retro round today, and we've been talking about footy in the old days and what we love about it. You've only been here two or three years playing the game. What do you love about the game?
It took me a while to kind of, because I didn't really know much about it, to be honest. It's just the competitive nature. It's physical. It really drains you. Like, after a game, there's not much left in the tank. I really enjoy that part of it, the endurance and the pushing through. It's a pretty good skill to be able to kick an oval ball. I just think that's a bit, obviously, coming from we have just a round ball at home. So it's pretty different kicking an oval one. That's a pretty good skill. Just the skills of it.
Before, when you come out, did you know of any Aussie rule players? Had you heard of anything, any Australian rules players, famous ones?
Yeah, I remember watching the international rules back in the day when it was really rough. So I knew Barry Hall and Chris Johnson. There was a few scary guys.
I think the Scott brothers were in that,
series. Yeah,
Merrick, your development and improvement throughout this year has obviously been highlighted through your performances, but what has it been that you've worked with Scarlo and the other coaches that really has made you become a good AFL player, AFL player?
It's just a mix of a few things. So an issue I had last year really was I tried to overthink things, and that would really hurt when you're trying to do things really quickly because you don't really have much time to make decisions. In this sport, so even a small bit of a lapse in speed of decision making can really hurt, and I think what Scarlo really did for me was he managed to simplify in my head what I needed to do, and he just gave me very few focus areas but to do them right. I think that was a massive perspective shift for me, and that really changed my game, I think. And then with the boys in the back line and being so close, I think that helped massively as well in my development over pre-season.
Good stuff, mate. And, boys, I just wanted to know, this guy here, you talk about Joel Saylor, he's the captain at the moment. This guy has got serious leadership capabilities, and I know the boys all respect him down there. So keep an eye out for him in the next coming years. I think he's going to be one to move right up into that leadership group.
You're good mates with Brandon Parfitt and Jack Henry. You went up north this year. Take us through that.
Yeah, we went to visit Darwin for New Year's. I just kind of wanted to see where Brandon had come from and a bit more about his background. So, yeah, we just had good fun up there. And, yeah, it was just another place in Australia I wanted to tick off and see, and it was great that Brandon was there as a local to bring us around to all the spots, so it was good.
Mark, the transition, you spoke with Darren before about it, from the round ball to the oval ball, how hard was that initially? How much did you have to work on it? And could you believe that, you know, we could play a game, the ball could bounce the way it does? Because now watching you again, you attack on the footy, I come back to that word confidence, but how hard was it initially?
Yeah, it was extremely frustrating. And there was many times as that. Tomsy, you'll know that I made a fool of myself in training. And yeah, it was extremely slow. That first pre-season, like, you embarrass yourself that many times that you kind of have to convince yourself that it's okay after every few sessions. But yeah, no, it was incredibly difficult.
Is there room in the game? I'm sorry, I forgot the name of the Essendon player that did the...
Connor McKenna.
Connor McKenna?
Yeah.
Is there room? Have you done it once or twice in a game or not? Nah. What's it called? The solo, isn't it? Or something where do you reckon that could be... You could use that in AFL?
Oh, well, he made it look pretty easy and he made it look pretty good.
Well, we want to see it from you when you're back.
Yeah, I don't think I have the audacity to do it, but no, I'd love to see him do it again. He's a pretty special player.
Mark, you signed here until the end of 2022. Is there a fear of missing out back home on something that you wanted to do as a kid? That you wanted to maybe play in a... You know, an all island with Kerry or something like that. Do you sometimes have to compartmentalise what you want to do with your sport?
Yeah, absolutely. And there is that factor of missing home. And actually, at the minute, my old team are in the semi-finals this weekend, and that's going to be hard to watch again. But when you do, before you even sign a contract, you really have to think these things through. So for me, it's not about what I miss, it's more about where I want to be. So as a preference, I did choose out here, and yeah, I can't really look back in that now. So,
yeah. Is there anything you're homesick for, though? Is there something that you hear about back home, or something happens back home that you go, oh, gee, yeah, if I could just transport myself to the other side of the world?
Yeah, well, you just want to be... It's not that you just want to be at home, it's that you want to be in two places at once. And I'm extremely happy out here, so that makes it far easier with homesickness. And again, I just made the choice that this is what I want to do, and I'm very sure that this is what I want to do in the meantime, or for the next 3 years at least, and then we can reassess from there.
Did you play a game of club footy when you went back last time, and would you do that again?
I probably won't get away with doing it again.
You got into a bit of trouble, didn't you?
Yeah, maybe a small bit, but yeah, I just loved it. To be honest, it was an amazing feeling, and playing with my best friends was... amazing.
And Zach Tui, I imagine, walks you through a few of those things of what you can do and can't do. What's his influence been like for you?
Yeah, well, Zach used to play a lot when he went home when he was at Carlton, but Zach hasn't played in a few years, and probably rightfully so, trying to take care of his body and all that stuff, but he didn't really have much of an influence in me playing at home or anything like that.
It's been a lost win sequence since the bye. Can you give us a sense of the mood in the camp heading into tonight?
Yeah, it's just a mood of excitement, really. We have been a bit up and down and maybe inconsistent with our energy in that. But hopefully tonight we can start to string a strong performance together between here and finals. So, hopefully we can just bring energy and bring out a good performance.
Well, Mark, we really appreciate your time. Sorry that you can't be out there tonight. We really have enjoyed watching your evolution as a player. I really think that semi-elimination final last year, as much as it didn't go well for the Cats, might have been probably worth more than one game for your football career. You held yourself with real aplomb on that night when things were going haywire for a lot of your teammates. Well done on that performance. Well done on what you've done this year, and we can't wait to see you back in the lineup, hopefully on the plane to Brisbane next week.
Thanks, Ian. Thanks, fellas.
Mark O'Connor joining us on KROQ Football. Thanks to Prestige Jayco. Of course, Prestige Jayco, a family business celebrating over 30 years, and 2019 can be your year to jump into a Jayco.
The Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.